fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Prince Nesta says English Premier League football's defending champion Manchester City rallied to reach the semifinals of the FA Cup. Prince joins us now with that story and others in his weekly wrap of European club football highlights. Sporty greetings, Prince!
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Manchester City will play Brighton in the FA Cup semi-finals at Wembley Stadium after coming from 2 goals down to defeat Championship side Swansea 3-2. Watford, runners-up in 1984, will play four-time winners Wolverhampton Wanderers, who secured a 2-1 victory against Manchester United with goals from Raul Jimenez and Diogo Jota.
Prince, those FA Cup fixtures meant several Premier League matches, including the Manchester Derby, had to be postponed. Any highlights from some of the few matches that took place?
Sure, Sonny. Senegalese international Sadio Mane and James Milner scored to secure a 2-1 Liverpool win against Fulham at Craven Cottage. The 26-year-old on-form striker now has 17 league goals for the season, the same as Egyptian international Mo Salah, and just one behind top scorer Sergio Aguero. The Reds have now usurped Manchester City to take top spot in the Premier League. Maurizio Sarri endured a frustrating afternoon as his Chelsea side's second half collapse saw them suffer 2-0 Premier League defeat at mid-table Everton. Richarlison and Gylfie Sigurdsson scored the 2 goals that halted Chelsea's recent good run and weakened their bid to secure a top four finish. Chelsea now lies sixth in the table, 3 points adrift of the final Champions League spot, with trips to Old Trafford and Anfield still to come.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Prince Nesta is looking at some of the highlights from the weekend in European club football. Prince, if we turn our attention to France, it seems like top of the table PSG has bounced back from their humiliating Champions League loss to Manchester United.
That's right, Sonny. Angel Di Maria scored twice, while French forward of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe added another, as league leaders Paris Saint-Germain eased to a 3-1 victory over Marseille. The French capital giants extended their long unbeaten run against their arch rivals and moved 20 points clear the French league summit. The Parisians are poised to seal a 6th league title in 7 years, while Marseille remain in 4th place, some 30 points off the pace. French footballer of Malian descent Moussa Dembélé scored again as Olympique Lyon stepped up their bid for a top two finish with a 3-2 win over Montpellier, while a late equalizer from Senegal forward Mbaye Niang secured a 1-1 draw for René, denying coach Paulo Sousa a win on his debut.
Prince, let's go to Spain now. Is Lionel Messi ready to break another record after an incredible hat trick against Betis?
That's right, Sonny. Messi needs just one more hat trick to equal Cristiano Ronaldo's La Liga record of 34 after scoring 3 times to ensure Barcelona cruise to a 4-1 victory at Benito Villamarín Stadium. Luis Suarez also notched the Catalan Giants' other goal to equal Diego Forlan as the joint highest Uruguayan in La Liga history. Barca now have a 10-point lead over Atletico Madrid and a 12-point lead over Real, with the talisman Messi playing a considerable role in their dominant title defense. Zinedine Zidane also began his second spell in charge of Real Madrid with victory after Isco and Gareth Bale scored in a 2-0 win against Celta Vigo. The 46-year-old former French captain, who oversaw 3 consecutive Champions League titles with Real, was brought back to the Spanish giant after previous coach Santiago Solari was sacked following a string of poor results. Meanwhile, the Spanish league is dedicated to growing its brand in the hearts and minds of Africa's growing legion of football fans as they seek to rival the English Premier League footprints on the continent. Here's La Liga's managing director in Africa, Antonio Baradas, detailing the positioning of the league's brand.
We all over the world. So the more we know it, especially when we come over here to Africa, we know the growth over here is tremendous. I mean, in Europe today, there's about 60% is over 50 years old. Today in Africa, where over 60% is under 25 years old. So definitely the growth is going to be tremendous.
With La Liga currently aiding grassroots assistance to federations in Africa, including a coaches training program in Nigeria, consults to the Kenyan Premier League, and administrative workshops for the Tanzania Football Federation, Barandas believes such grassroots initiatives will aid the league's growth in Africa.
Today, its premiership is number one, and we are number two. Then it comes in the German League, and now the Serie A is coming up well as well. So it's really, I can tell you today, I think it's very few children in Soweto today that don't know about La Liga. Because definitely what with the work we've been doing, definitely people, they're more aware about La Liga. Not only, and La Liga is not only Real Madrid and Barcelona. La Liga, we are 22 clubs in second division.
I'm Prince Nesta. On the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sunny.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. I'm Sunny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Joining us now from Abuja, Nigeria, with a package of African sports news is Samson Omale. And Samson says he'll be kicking off with some African club football results. Sporty greetings, Samson.
Sporty greetings to you, Sunny. We begin with the results from two of Africa leading club football competition, which was played across various venues this past weekend. In the CAF Champions League, North African giants Wydad Casablanca and Al Ahly secured safe passage into the quarterfinals of the CAF Champions League, while South Africa's Orlando Pirates have crashed out following the completion of the group phase on Saturday. Tanzanian club Simba SC beat former winners AS Vita Club of DR Congo 2-1 in Dar es Salaam on Saturday to reach the quarterfinals. DR Congo's TP Mazembe continued with their quest for the trophy with a 2-0 win over CS Constantine of Algeria, who progressed despite the defeat. Horoya of Guinea made sure of their place in the quarterfinals from Group B thanks to a 2-1 win over South Africa's Orlando Pirates, while Nigeria's Lobi Stars ended their campaign with a 2-0 win over Ivory Coast's ASEC Mimosa in Enugu. Both clubs were eliminated. The draws for the quarterfinals will take place in Cairo on Wednesday. In the CAF Confederations Cup, holders Raja Casablanca went out of the African Confederations Cup despite convincing winning their final group game away from home. Raja Casablanca began the day bottom of the standings after managing just four draws and one defeat in their previous five group games. In Group B, Tunisia's Etoile du Sahel ensured the progress to the quarterfinals with their compatriots CS Sfaxien thanks to a 1-0 home win over Burkina Faso's Salitas. Elsewhere, Sudan's Al Hilal went through after a 4-1 win over Zambia's Nkana in Omdurman. In Group D, Kenya's Gor Mahia managed to go from bottom to second place thanks to a 1-0 win over Angola's Petro Atletico at the Moi International Sports Center on Sunday. The results saw Gor Mahia finish second in Group D with 9 points, qualifying for the CAF Confederations Cup quarterfinals as they tied on points with first place Zamalek, who drew 0-0 with Hussein Dey in the other group match. And now to athletics news. Billy Tilahun of Ethiopia and Jocelyn Jepkosge of Kenya won their New York City racing debut in the New York City Half Marathon on Sunday. The 24-year-old Tilahun completed the 21.1-kilometer course through Brooklyn and Manhattan in 1 hour, 2 minutes and 10 seconds, overtaking Eritrea's Daniel Mesfun, who led for the majority of the race but finished 6 seconds behind. Jepkosge, the world record holder in the half marathon, won won her first ever solo race in the United States in 1 hour, 10 minutes, 7 seconds. Mary Ngungi, also of Kenya, finished 1 minute later in second place. Elsewhere in China, Kenya's Mutwike Murimi and Kiprop Jepkosgei claimed the men's and women's titles respectively at the 2019 One Rural Marathon in China's Hubei province on Sunday. Murimi won the men's race by 2 hours, 24 minutes and 4 seconds. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Samson Omale mentioned the New York City half marathon in his report. The winner of the women's wheelchair race in New York City was American Tatiana McFadden.
Hi, this is Tatiana McFadden, 17-time Paralympic medalist, 7-time gold medalist, 17-time marathon champion, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
The draw for the 2019 FIBA Basketball World Cup was held over the weekend in China. The 32-team international tournament will tip off August 31st with the final on September 15th in the capital, Beijing. Africa will be represented by 5 men's teams in China: Angola, Ivory Coast, Nigeria, Senegal, and Tunisia. Let's take a look at their first-round groupings in China. Angola is in Group D with the Philippines, Italy, and Serbia. Ivory Coast is in Group A with Poland, Venezuela, and host China. Nigeria is in Group B with Russia, Argentina, and South Korea. Senegal is in Group H with Canada, Lithuania, and Australia. And Tunisia is in Group C with Spain, Iran, and Puerto Rico. For reaction to Nigeria's group, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with the media officer of the Nigeria Basketball Federation, Afolabi Oni.
What the president of the Nigerian Basketball Federation, Engineer Musa Akida, said, his first reaction to the grouping, he described it as a fair group where the D Tigers, they have an opportunity of qualifying from. When you have Russia, you have Argentina, you have South Korea. Argentina is number 6 in the world. Russia is number 10 in countries with good pedigrees when it comes to basketball in the world. But Nigeria also one of the fastest rising countries in the world. We also prepare for the World Cup and for all the 32 teams, it's about having the chance to win. So Nigeria is also going there to prove all bookmakers wrong and bookmakers right that, okay, they are here to stay in the world.
The tournament begins in August this year. When will the NBBF commence preparations for the men's national team, the Tigers?
The board has already started preparation. You know, preparation started even during the qualifiers when it was obvious that we were going to be qualified for the World Cup. So that's why you see that the technical crew and then the federation kept on inviting different guys, you know, to give them opportunity of playing a stake to the national team jersey. So I think the coach already has his work cut out for him in the person of Alex Nwora, and then he's already in talks with some Nigerian in the U.S., in the NBA and also in the EuroLeague. For the preparation, no timeline yet, but I can assure you that before a pre-ending, I think preparation should start for the World Cup, and then it's going to be faces, the one in the US, the one in Nigeria, the one in China, and also another country that I'm not sure for now that they're going to preparation for the World Cup.
Does Nigeria have the right caliber of players to face the rest of the world in China?
Yeah, we have some players outside the country who are doing well in the NBA. Al-Farouq Aminu is one of the notable players that currently plays for Nigeria. We have Josh Okogie of the Minnesota Timberwolves. We have Ekwudu of Utah Jazz. A lot of Nigerians outside the country. We have Bam Adebayo, who plays for Celtic. Semi Ojeleye, who plays for Toronto Raptors. Anono Bioji, Cleveland Cavalier, David Nwaba for San Antonio Spurs, and Chimeze Metu. All these people, they play in the NBA. So if they can get committed, if they can commit their future, national team future to Nigeria, I think we'll probably be able to present a team that can hold their high when it comes to quality and the NBA experience. But for the guys that did the a very good job at during the qualifiers, they are also in the running to have a spot when it comes for the World Cup. So the coach, when it comes to pool of players, is quite for choice. It's just for him to make the right selection based on his tactics, and then let's go to the World Cup and play some good basketball.
That's Afolabi Oni, the media officer of the Nigeria Basketball Federation, and he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In National Basketball Association action Sunday, two players with ties to Africa, Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks and Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers, both turned in sensational offensive performances as they faced each other in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Embiid and the Sixers were victorious, as we hear now from the AP's Chuck Freeman in Milwaukee.
The Sixers controlled most of the game on their way to a 130-125 win over the Bucks. The Sixers held off every run the Bucks would make in the fourth quarter, led by Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler, who carried the team in the fourth quarter. Embiid finished with a team-high 40 points and 15 rebounds. Embiid earned high praise from Sixers coach Brett Brown.
There was a fierce level of competitiveness that he played with tonight, all over the place. Like, it was at an A level.
Butler had 27. The Bucks got a career high 52 from Giannis Antetokounmpo. Twice the Bucks got within three in the fourth quarter. It was Milwaukee's first game without starting guard Malcolm Brogdon, who will miss extended time with a foot injury. Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
Thanks, Chuck. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Giannis Antetokounmpo for his career-high 52 points. It wasn't enough, though. They went down to defeat to Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers. By the way, Antetokounmpo and the Bucks still have the NBA's best record, 52 wins and 18 losses. And they currently have a three-game lead over the Toronto Raptors in the Eastern Conference. If the Bucks can hold on to that lead, they'll be the top-seeded team in the East when the NBA playoffs tip off on April 13th. Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers are currently in third place in the Eastern Conference with a record of 45 victories and 25 defeats. Meanwhile, the U.S. Men's Collegiate Basketball Championship Tournament tips off this week at venues all across the United States. The popular single elimination event has become known as March Madness because of the upsets often occurring in the early rounds. The AP's Tom McCabe takes a look at the top seeds in the tournament and some of the early round matchups.
Duke is the number one seed in the East and takes on either North Carolina Central or North Dakota State in the first round. Michigan is seeded second and has an opening round date with Bradley. Louisiana State, as a third seed, draws Yale. Number four seed Virginia Tech plays St. Louis. In the West, Gonzaga has a number one seed and will play either Fairleigh Dickinson or Prairie View. Second seeded Michigan State has a date with Montana. Texas Tech, as a third seed, will take on Northern Kentucky, and and fourth-seeded Virginia Tech plays Vermont. As the number one seed in the South, Virginia plays Gardner-Webb in the opening round, trying to avoid a repeat of last year's early exit. Second-seed Tennessee takes on Colgate. Purdue is seeded third and plays Old Dominion. Defending champ Villanova as a sixth seed draws St. Mary's. In the Midwest, it's first-seed North Carolina against Iona. Second-seeded Kentucky has a date with Abilene Christian. Third-seed Houston takes on Georgia State, and fourth-seed Kansas plays Northeastern. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
Thanks, Tom. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The National Collegiate Athletic Association Men's Basketball Championship Tournament will continue through April 8th, when the title game will be played in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Voice of America!
Listen to VOA's program lineup, live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOAsunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOAsunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
Our Voice of America listeners can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is @VOAsunnySports. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Turning to tennis, players from Austria and Canada were surprising winners of the men's and women's titles at the BNP Paribas tournament in Indian Wells, California. Craig Gabriel reports from Indian Wells.
Two new names are on the honour board at the BNP Paribas Open, the biggest tournament so far this year after the Australian Open, and neither player had ever won a title as big as this one. Bianca Andreescu set a few tournament records in the bargain as she defeated Angie Kerber 6-4, 3-6, 6-4. Kerber was up a break in the final set. The 18-year-old Canadian was in only her second career final and ended the last season ranked 178. Now she'll be inside the top 25. Andreescu became the youngest woman to win the title since Serena Williams beat Stephanie Graf in 1999. And she is the first women's wildcard to ever win this title. Andreescu is an absolute breath of fresh air for women's tennis. Not only had Thiem never won a title of this size before, he had never beaten Roger Federer on a hard court before. And all that changed. He defeated Federer 3-6, 6-3, 7-5. Federer had chances when he had a couple of break points in the eighth game of the final set. But Thiem played a solid mental game to score the biggest win of his life.
For all of us younger players, it's really a privilege to still be able to compete with him and to play against him in the finals of big tournaments like this one. And first of all, it's great to play against him, and I think with every match against somebody like him, I can learn a lot of stuff. I mean, the way he was playing in the first set was unreal. I had to get used to it, and that's why it's so nice, and that's why I hope, and we all hope, that he continues for quite a while still.
And he'll move up to top five status. Both players earned over $1.3 million. Craig Gabriel, Indian Wells for VOA Sport.
Thanks, Craig. For the second year in a row, Spanish tennis star Rafael Nadal was forced to withdraw from the Miami Open in Florida with an injury. Rafa has been battling tendonitis in his knees for many years. On Saturday, Rafa pulled out of his scheduled semifinal against Roger Federer in Indian Wells. And that wraps up the March 18th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, an exclusive interview with the Vice President of Malawi, Saulos Chilema. The Malayan politician and VOA's Shaka Sali discuss democracy and the upcoming elections. An in-depth look at Malawi's future on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African music mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African music mix plays only the best.
Yes, sir. Two Face. NATO C. Hey.
Tune in at 200, 300, 1200, and 1300 UTC GMT. Every day, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica at voanews.com. Or you can call us on 001-202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. That's Daybreak Africa at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
This is Science in a Minute.
An international team of astronomers have authored a new study that details their discovery of 83 quasars that date back to when the universe was 10% of its age. To spot the quasars that couldn't be seen earlier, the astronomers used a new and innovative instrument mounted on the Subaru telescope in Hawaii. One of the study's co-authors, Michael Strauss from Princeton University, commented how remarkable it is that such massive dense objects were able to form so quickly after the Big Bang. Quasars are generated when supermassive black holes devours materials so quickly that a buildup of friction and heat produces powerful beams of light. Supermassive black holes, which are found at the center of galaxies, are so big that their mass of each can equal millions or even billions of times more than our sun. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 2230 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondence reports around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.